This is KUT. At South by Southwest Music, you can hear everything from metal and rock to hip-hop and electronic music. Dozens of genres, but for the most part, they all have one very basic thing in common. As KUT's Matt Largy explains, that one thing goes back decades, and some people would like to see it change.
Like every good story, this one starts with Jeff Goldblum. So a coworker sent me a link to this YouTube video.
So you two dig up dinosaurs?
There's this funny laugh that Jeff Goldblum does in Jurassic Park that somebody remixed in this loop. Anyway, there's this one video YouTube recommends to me over on the side there. It's called The Ultimate Test, 440 hertz versus 432 hertz.
There's been a lot of talk lately about 440 hertz versus 432 hertz. And if you haven't seen any of this,
it was new to me.
Basically, the idea is that conventionally in Western music, A is defined by the frequency 440 hertz, and everything else is based around that and based off of that.
If you're a musician, this might sound familiar. A equals 440.
I don't have perfect pitch, so I can't demonstrate for you. Okay, here it is, 440. Beep! Right, yeah, that's not going to work.
Actually, that's not too bad. So this is A. A above middle C, actually. And you might not know it, but it's probably the single most important note there is. It's the basis of virtually every piece of music you'll hear today. And probably every piece of music you've ever heard, with a few exceptions. It's the starting point, the reference pitch, sometimes called concert pitch. It's the note that every other note is based on. Every instrument in Western music, more or less, is tuned to this standard. But let's back up a second, because it was not always this way. A was not always A, or at least not the A that we know.
You know, going back thousands of years when music in the West was mostly a vocal tradition, it didn't matter so much what reference pitch was, because a bunch of singers would decide, okay, we're going to start with this, and we're all going to agree, and it works, and off we go.
That's Andrew Dell'Antonio, the beep guy from before.
I teach music history at the Butler School of Music at the University of Texas.
So in the really old days with just voices, we didn't need a reference pitch that everything is tuned to.
Where people start having to have reference points is when you start having musical instruments that have a fixed pitch, and organs are one of the instruments people start with.
They tried to standardize pitches on organs, but they did a terrible job. In fact, you could go from one city to another and find a completely different tuning between organs. And that's the way it was with every instrument and orchestra. Until about 200 years ago, things had reached a breaking point.
As more and more instrumental music became the standard, pitch rose substantially from the later 1700s into the early to mid-1800s.
Higher and higher, chasing what they call brightness.
Now, voices can't do that. And so singers from fairly early on were saying, wait a second, as you tune further up, our voices begin to strain.
They got sick of it, so they decided to do something about it.
And so these singers go to the Parisian Conservatory and they say, look, what we need from you all is to kick these instrumentalists back into their place. You know, to say, we can't keep rising and rising in pitch. Let's establish a standard for everybody to go by. And so a standard gets established from the French Conservatory of 435 cycles per second.
Which sounds like this. The French actually pass a law saying A is 435 hertz. Over in England, they had different ideas.
Of course, because the English have to be different. They said, okay, well, French pitch is based on that level of cycles per second being in a cold room at the beginning of the concert. But once you warm up, the pitch rises. So let's establish actually where we really want to be. And that's where they came up then with the 439 cycles per second.
Which sounds like this. But by the early 1900s, there still wasn't any consistent standard pitch in all the different countries. It wasn't until 1939, when everyone from Europe and North America got together to finally come up with a standard they could all agree on. Remember, there's the French standard at 435 and the British at 439. Now, everyone feels like they can get behind 439.
But 439 is a prime number. And if you're trying to generate electronically, it's a pain in the patoot.
And that's kind of a problem.
And so what the BBC says, well, meh, you know, we can do 440, so we can give you 440, and so we're going to do 440. And everybody said, sure. right? Because it was close enough.
So with a meh, we finally arrived at an international standard of A equals 440 hertz. And that's the way it's been ever since. Sinatra.
Give me 5 minutes more.
The Beatles.
She loves you, yeah, yeah.
The Bee Gees. Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Relax, don't do it when you want to go to it.
Milli Vanilli.
Blame it on the rain that was falling, falling.
The Spin Doctors.
If you want to call me, baby.
Jay-Z.
And that's right.
Katy Perry.
You and I will be young forever.
Lord. Chances are every song you have ever heard is built on that standard set in 1939.
I mean, I guess in a parallel universe, it might converge to another number, but we converged all to 440 hertz.
That's Trevor Cox. He's an acoustical engineer in the UK. And you see, there are folks out there who wonder, is 440 the best frequency?
If you go onto YouTube and type 432 hertz in, you'll see lots of videos of people who've retuned pop music and classical music, you know, down a little bit to this magical figure.
Which brings us back to that guy on YouTube.
There's some people who are saying that they think A should be defined off of 432 hertz instead of 440.
So what's the difference? Here's 440, and here's 432. 440, 432. Hear the difference? Eh, kinda. So why are some people pushing 432 hertz? Some of them say it sounds richer or warmer, but there's also some more out there ideas.
It's a mixture of, you know, we vibrate, our DNA vibrate, and therefore this is the frequency of the universe kind of stuff.
Throw in some Nazi or Illuminati conspiracies and it gets pretty weird. But let's take a listen. Here's Frank Sinatra again, originally in A440, retuned down to 432.
Only 5 minutes more. Only 5 minutes more.
You probably wouldn't know the difference, right? But Cox was curious. Is there something about A432 that resonates with us? So he tested it out.
I took 10 pieces of music and retuned them all to various different tunings.
Some higher than 440, some lower.
And people would go onto this website and they would listen to a pair of these at two different tunings, and all they had to say was, which one did you prefer?
And so he got a bunch of people on the internet to do this experiment, and here's what he found.
If you went up in pitch from 440 hertz, then the music sounded worse.
People generally did not like the higher pitches.
If you went down in pitch, it didn't sound any different in terms of preference.
Kind of meh. But,
you know, 440 hertz was the one which was still preferred the most.
People liked the music tuned to 440 the best. So maybe they were onto something back in 1939. But while you might hear something and say, yes, I like that one, or no, I don't, there's other stuff in there, right? You know, how it makes you feel.
I guess there's the conscious experience of music, but then there's like the subconscious. I mean,
sure.
Does 8 hertz, do you think, have the power to change subconsciously how we experience music?
I'm certain that even 1 hertz would change subconsciously how we experience music.
That's Andrew Dell'Antonio from UT's Music School again.
People have talked for a long time about the healing powers of sound and of wavelengths, and there are a number of world traditions that rely on bowls and other kinds of sound-producing devices to affect the body subconsciously, right? So I don't want to say, no, that's not a thing at all. It can't be a thing.
Well, I suppose you can never rule out a subconscious effect, but if there was a subconscious difference, let's say 432 hertz was better for our health, to suppose that is true, then when I do a preference test, you would expect 432 hertz to be preferred because, for evolutionary reasons, we ought to develop a like for stuff that is good for us. We see that all the time in sort of evolutionary biology. So if really 432 hertz was doing something subconscious, I'd also expect it to emerge in preference scores as well.
The idea hasn't been studied that much, but despite little evidence to support 432, the idea isn't going away, at least not if you believe YouTube. You can even find smartphone apps that retune all your music down to 432. And of course, there are other musical traditions that don't use A440. But 75 years since the standard was established, for the most part, it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere anytime soon. Matt Largy, KUT News.